Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for taking a few minutes of your day to join us on the weekday podcast. We spend just a few minutes every single weekday, and we believe that encouragement, that focus and clarity lead to a fantastic day. So that's my hope for us as we dive into today's content. When you look at Scripture, there's a lot of different names given for God, and there's a lot of different pictures or metaphors used to describe how we know God and how He relates to us. And one of my favorites comes from John 10, where Jesus Himself says, "I am the Good Shepherd." And so today on the podcast, regardless of where you're going right now, what your job is, what your sort of your station in life is, we are all on the same playing field today. We are all sheep, and we all need a good shepherd. Jesus illustrated this picture when he was in the middle of a debate with religious leaders of his day in John 9 and chapter 10. Jesus described the religious leaders of that day as robbers and thieves. That was pretty shocking to them. They thought they were doing the right thing, and yet along the way, they ended up hurting more people than helping them. But Jesus, when he described himself as a good shepherd who absolutely loves his sheep. And so this passage reminds us that we are all sheep, and we all need a good shepherd. So today, I want to talk about what does a good shepherd do. And the first one that a good shepherd does is a good shepherd provides guidance. Now, sheep are known for being directionally challenged. It's not uncommon for sheep to get stuck in tight spots. In fact, back in 2005, there's an article that recorded where about 1,500 sheep in Turkey walked off the side of a cliff because they're following the one in front of them. Well, in John 10, verse 3, Jesus says, "To him the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name." In verse 4, it says, "For they know his voice." And then the end of verse 5 says, "For they do not know the voice of the strangers." And so it's this reminder that sheep need guidance, and so do we. In a similar way that sheep know their shepherd because of the shepherd's call, we are guided ourselves by the voice of God himself, that we listen for his voice. The second thing a good shepherd does is a good shepherd provides for the deeper needs of its sheep. Jesus talks about the thieves and robbers, but he says in verse 10, he says, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Now, this is the reminder. Sheep don't necessarily know what is the best for them, and neither do we. The good shepherd provides not just what we want, but what we truly need. As Tim Keller, an author and pastor, says, we are idol factories. In other words, we turn the things that we want, thinking that they're going to satisfy us, and they become idols in our life. Things like promotions and houses and money and sex and control and notoriety, on and on and on and on. Those things are things that maybe our flesh wants, but they're not what we really need. Only our good shepherd can fulfill our deepest longing. When we live for our wants instead of living for our needs, we end up with lives that are often very, very full, but hollow on the inside. And what the good shepherd does is he meets the core needs that no one or no other thing can do, and he provides us with things like identity and purpose and hope. The third thing a good shepherd does is a shepherd provides correction. Sheep are often stubborn. They often wander away. The danger of a sheep wandering away is that they can easily end up lost, injured, or even worse, dead. And because that shepherd loves the shepherd might temporarily take that wandering sheep and injure its leg for a season. And the injury requires that the shepherd pick up and carry that sheep over his shoulder for weeks or maybe even a month. Once that sheep is recovered and he puts it back down on the ground, guess what? That sheep never leaves his side. Well, listen to this verse from Job 5, verses 17 and 18. It says, "Blessed is the one whom God corrects. So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty, for he wounds, but he also binds up. He injures, but his hands also heal." It's this reminder that like sheep, we too are stubborn, but because God loves us so much, he'll correct us. His correction is not meant to harm us, but to heal us, and that relationship with him grows as we allow him to correct us. The last thing that a good shepherd does, number four, is a good shepherd provides protection. I love what Jesus says in verse 14. He says, "I lay down my life for the sheep." Verse 17 reminds us, "And I laid down my life that I may take it up again." See, sheep don't have a natural defense system. In fact, when they feel like they're in danger, the flock will walk around in one big circle. Like, what's that going to do? They need a shepherd to defend them. And fortunately, believers, people like you and me, have the best shepherd you can imagine. Our good shepherd, Jesus, lays down his life for us, his sheep. He then takes it up again, making it possible for us to have our sins forgiven and be given a brand new life, one that has potential, one that's richer and more meaningful than we could ever imagine. So the reminder is today that we're sheep, and we, all of us, need a good shepherd. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. Thanks so much for joining us. And if you haven't listened to it yet, be sure to check out our sister podcast, weekdaymeditation.com. Man, I hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.